Hello, beings of this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
And welcome to Bad at Life, the podcast where we discover a wide variety of topics that we may or may not be bad at. And Xander, why do our opinions matter?
Because we said so.
Yes, we are the most important people on this earth, so you better know it matters.
Avi.
Avi. This is our fourth episode, Bad at Helping, which sounds truly the most horrible episode. It's you know, that could ever exist. But we're going to do our best to make it interesting, to make it, you know, gaggy, fun.
How is helping going to...
It's going to be gaggy.
It can be gaggy, yeah.
And I actually really wanted to thank everyone who's been listening. You know, three episodes in, and we've reached kind of a little milestone, which is 250 streams. So I'm super excited about that. Thank you.
Thank you for listening in.
Yes, to listening to two gay men who have nothing better to do. Mwah. So that's really exciting. Today we're going to be talking about helping before we really dive into, you know, our personal stories about that. Xander, kick us off with the definition, please.
The definition of helping. Okay, according to the Internet, it's make it easier or possible for someone to do something by offering one's services or resources. That sounds very accurate, no?
Yeah, well, you would think that the definition is accurate, yes. So, yeah, of course it's going to be accurate.
Well, last episode, I think, or the one about friendships, it wasn't really...
True, it wasn't really giving.
No, it wasn't really giving, no. So...
It was giving nothing. So... Before we talk any further about it, I actually forgot again to say this, but listener discretion is advised. Oh, okay. We do not filter or edit anything out. Explicit content. Wow, sorry, guys. I cannot talk. 2 minutes in and I'm already, like, you know.
Having trouble.
Explicit content will be featured and also meows for my cat. So, yeah. You know, she's better
very,
beware.
She's very talkative suddenly. I feel like she hasn't really made an appearance yet.
No, but she's like, you know what, fourth episode, I need to start claiming this podcast as mine.
Yeah.
It needs to be Bad at Life. And
Bad at Meowing.
But yeah. A cat. So, helping. It sounds boring. It can be boring in real life, let's be real.
Yeah.
We both have a story about it, of our real lives. Do you want to kick us off? Do I need to...
Whatever you want.
Okay, well, I have a pretty long story.
You have a pretty long story. Okay. Yeah.
So well, you do first.
Yeah, I'll go first. That's no problem.
Yes, while I save our cat from falling from a certain thing.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, our cat... Just start. Yeah, okay. Our cat is on the garbage bin. Okay, anyway, my story about helping. This is actually not too long ago. I think a couple of weeks ago. I was going, I'm so sorry about our kitty cat. She's scratching the door now. Anyway, it's not too long ago, I was going to help this person.
Who?
My neighbor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say anything else, but I was going to help my neighbor, because she was going on a 3-week trip, I think. It was supposed to be a 3-week trip. But she has a snake. And first of
like
all...
Like an actual snake, okay?
Yeah.
Like an actual pet snake.
A pet snake. I think it's a boa or something. So it's not the smallest snake on earth. But the thing is, first of all, I'm terrified of snakes. I'm not afraid of many things, but snakes are one of them. So, it was already a stretch that I was going there to help out with this snake. So, what I had to do was I had to give it water. I had to clean out the poop and the pee.
Of the snake, girl.
Of the snake. And there... She had, like, a heating lamp and a normal lamp, and I had to turn it on and off at certain times. So I put in, like, a timer, so I didn't have to worry about it as much. And it worked fine, But the first night I went to check on the snake, and the lamp turned off, the normal lamp, but the heating lamp stayed on. And I was concerned because I didn't fully remember what she said about the lamp. So I asked Venus, like, what should I do? Because I don't think this is normal. Like, I don't think she needs heat 24/7.
But then I was like, girl, I don't fucking know anything about snakes. And this neighbor, you know, was on a trip and was unreachable at this point in time. So it was like, okay, we got to figure out what the fuck to do.
So we looked up some things on the internet, but we couldn't find anything.
No, the internet is like, you know what? You want to take care of a snake, figure it out.
Yeah. So me, having no experience whatsoever, didn't know what to do. So I started to panic, and Venus was like, calm down. Okay, so there was this timer, I think. like an actual timer. And he decided to just take it out of
The socket?
The socket, no. The,
that's what they call it.
The socket? Is that really how they call it? Like
the outlet, the electrical outlet.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you for filling me in. So he just got it out, and then obviously the light went out, and then he put it back, and the light went back on. So we kind of figured that it was also on a timer. So that kind of set my nerves and
calmed your nerves.
Calmed my nerves and yeah. So, but that was truly horrendous.
Yeah, because we kind of left that apartment thinking, is this snake safe? Yeah. Like, we weren't fully sure, but because at this point this neighbor was unreachable, we were like, okay, we think we did what we had to do. We will just check in a couple hours, and we just hope that the snake is okay. And then she was.
Yeah.
Truly nothing happened. No. We are just paranoid about everything.
That's true. I checked in the next morning at 6 a.m., I think, and everything was okay. She was breathing. She was well. And I even changed her water, or tried to change her water, but I opened the glass door, and then she was like, sounds? Who is that? And then she looked at me straight in the eye, and I was like, okay, let me just close your...
Let me just change your water later.
Yeah, so I went back and I changed her water like the day after, I think, or like in the evening, because I was not going to deal with that.
What a great story.
Yeah.
No, it was actually like a fine story. It was. I'm not saying that it was bad. I'm just saying that, well, you tried to help someone and you did. I mean, eventually you didn't do anything wrong.
No, I didn't do anything wrong, but I was so
confused.
It was chaotic, really.
Okay. should I tell my story?
Yes, please.
So, you have a story about, you know, helping someone, and I have a story about how someone had to help me.
Oh, okay.
So, this is a story about our cats, a shitty apartment, and my ex. Ugh. So, it's really something else.
Your ex.
No, my ex. My ex. My ex-boyfriend. And before we lived in this apartment that we have now that is great and, you know, put together and beautiful, we actually lived in a very, very, very shitty apartment that had, like, water issues, mold issues, insect issues. It was wasp. Just horrible.
Wasp.
Well, wasps are insects.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
Well, check your lipstick before you come for me, girl.
I'm sorry.
And so it was, like, a super shitty apartment, and this landlord was just also just super awful. One time he came into the apartment when I was sleeping because he had to fix something. And I was like, from there on out, I was just like super scared of him and of living there. So eventually we decided, you know what, we want to move to this apartment we have now. And we were going to basically get rid of all of our stuff and get everything settled before telling our landlord that we were actually moving. we were still going to pay for the, you know, the time that he wanted us to pay. So it wasn't going to be like a shitty something that we were going to fuck him over or anything. But we just didn't want him to know that we were leaving until we had left. Because he was so scary. So eventually he kind of figured out that something was going on because we were like going in and out of our apartment with like a lot of stuff, throwing things away. And he had like camera set up, which is super creepy. Mm-hmm. And he texted us like, oh, I need to come over and see what's going on because y'all are acting weird. So of course, huge stress came into my body. And I was like, oh my goodness, he knew about our cats. So that wasn't necessarily an issue. We have two cats. But last time he came into the apartment, he like left the door open and was just very inconsiderate about that the cats were there. So I was like, okay, if he's going to come in, you know, he's going to either be angry about a cat thing or a cat smell or something, or he's going to leave the door open, and I don't want to risk any of that. So I called the only person I knew who would deal with my bullshit, which is my ex-boyfriend, which sounds bad, but at least Xander also knows this because I bought my cats, you know, I bought them with my ex. So I was like, okay, if I need any help with my cats, he's kind of like the only person that I would call because he bought them with me. He knows them. And I basically called him up after like months of not speaking. And I was like, hi, can you like have the cats in your house for like a couple of days? And he was like, really? We haven't talked in months. You know, last time we spoke, you were angry at me because, you know, I didn't necessarily want any contact anymore with him because he's my ex-boyfriend. What the fuck? I don't need any contact with him. But so he was kind of gooped, flabbergasted that I even asked for this. But he did agree to it just because it was about the cats. You know, he was like, I want the cats to be safe, so I will help you because of that. But otherwise, I wouldn't have helped you. So I was really grateful, and he came and picked the cats up at our house. You know, he asked if I wanted to come, you know, get everything settled because they were going to be in like in a separate room in his house. So I came along with him and I sat in the car. This was a very dark time for me. I had a different job that I wasn't happy with, and this apartment was like sucking the energy out of me, and just the fear that we lived in, which is horrible. So I was like crying, you know, even talking about this issue, because of course I had to like tell him what was going on. And then when I was crying, I accidentally called him babe, which was, I was mortified, and he laughed it off, you know, like, don't worry. But I was just like, that is just so horrible. It had been years that we had been together. I have like zero, you know, desire to ever see him or be with him. So I was just mortified that I even said that. And everything went okay. I mean, the inspection that our landlord came to do went fine. We left the apartment eventually. The cats were safe. The cats are back with us. But it was just that moment in time, you know, being so vulnerable and kind of falling on my face in front of someone who used to mean a lot to me. That was just like so embarrassing. I was just so embarrassed. It was very embarrassante of me. And I came home and I couldn't help write a song about it. And I never released the song or made the song into anything. But like, I love that the most, when things happen in your life and you just have to get it out immediately. You know, to just write a song about it and feel what you need to feel to then let it go. Because I have let it go. You know, like Elsa. Like Elsa, girl. Let it go. Yeah, so obviously, I don't care about him, and I don't care about the situation. But yeah, he helped me, and I repaid him by being an embarrassing bitch, which is just great. And truly, just really suits my personality, honestly. So, what did you think of that story?
I think it was a great story.
I mean, you were there when it happened.
I know.
Not when I said babe, but I was just very honest immediately.
Yeah.
I'm never secretive about these things.
Which I can appreciate.
Yeah, I know much. I fucked up. Okay, I will tell you. But it was just such a hard time in our lives.
It happens. And especially when you're so vulnerable and when a lot of things are happening in your life. What were you munching on?
Oh my god. I'm mortified. Our cat is like sitting beside us and she was like licking herself like cats do. And suddenly I see her like chewing.
Ew. I don't even know what you're munching on.
Okay, anyway. No, don't come closer to us.
Goodbye.
No. So now let's have a little tea time. Now that we've, you know, talked about our stories.
Tea time.
Tea time with crumpets, love.
With clot of cream.
With clot of cream. I'm so sorry if you're British, by the way. No, but actually, I saw that our audience, 84% is from the US of A.
From America, really?
From the Americans.
Oh, I thought...
The American states.
I thought you were going to say, like...
No, from Britland.
From Britland.
That would have been stunning. Yeah. But no, 84% of our audience right now is from the USA, which is so interesting. I wouldn't have said that.
No, I'm actually really surprised.
Yeah, and like only like 10% or something is from the Netherlands, which we're actually from, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like...
I mean, it's English.
It's an English
podcast, so anyone can listen to this, girl.
I understand.
Yeah. So, what do you think about helping? Do you like to do it?
No. not really.
Bad person alert, y'all.
I'm just going to admit it. I'm a very lazy person.
That is a horrible thing to admit.
I know. It's a horrible thing
to admit. Next time he doesn't want to do something, I will play this back. You know, he will be like, oh, I don't want to do it, but I'm not lazy. Well, girl, you admitted it. Here. It's on the record.
Yeah, I know.
It's in the books.
I am a very lazy person. And I don't like to do... Well, let's put it this way. I do like to help people that I truly care about.
But you don't care about many people.
But I don't care about many people. If Venus asked me to do something, then usually I would do it.
That's true.
Usually. Not always. Because sometimes I'm very lazy. But then I... Well, most of the times I do admit it, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like you just help me with everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I also try to help whenever I can.
Yeah.
I don't mind helping others necessarily, but like in a work, you know, situation, I don't mind it. But oh my goodness, when I have to work with someone, like on a task or something with someone that I don't necessarily like, immediately my vibe is just... Down the drain.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I hate my life and I hate this person.
Yeah, I have the same thing. When I need to... the thing is, helping others at work is something that occurs... Wow.
Occurs
very often in the
yeah, it does,
work in.
Yeah, it does happen every day at your job. Yeah. You have to help others a lot. Yes.
Yeah. So what I usually do is just
do it.
I refill the shelves and it's a lot of work. I need to do a lot, but a lot of the times it's our store is like crazy busy. I don't know why, but like I think half of this town shops there. I don't even know. But we don't have a whole lot of cashiers, so sometimes I have to help them because the lines are just
super long.
Super long, and
which you love helping the cashiers.
And
which it clearly does not.
No. People. The thing is, okay, hear me out.
What is the thing?
I don't mind, like, being a cashier or, like, doing
the cashier job. Things.
Cashier things. I actually kind of enjoy doing it because it's not too hard. You're just sitting, you're just scanning the products, and you're just taking money, giving money back. So it's really easy. But the thing is, because I'm... also very busy with my own tasks, I don't really have time to help them. But they just don't care and they don't understand.
They don't take that into consideration.
No, they don't. They're just like, well, we're busy.
You need to help us.
You need to help us because customers are getting angry and blah, 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 blah.
Which I've been a cashier at this exact same store. So I obviously know that from that side of the story. And I can tell you, like, that was horrible when people got angry and were screaming at us. Yeah, of course.
And I also understand that you, like, as a cashier, you need help. I understand. And I know that it's frustrating when no one is there to help you, since you can also, like, you can't stand up, walk away and ask someone else or something. But if you see from our perspective, it's also like they just don't understand, and that's really frustrating. So
helping them is a no.
No, it's a big no. I hate helping others at work because I don't get anything back.
No.
And I don't really mind it. Like, I don't really expect someone to give me something back when they help me. But at work, I do. Like, when I help you, please help me stock the shelves because it's a lot of work.
And what is, like, your number one thing that you need help with in just your personal life?
What do I need help with?
If you could get help from, like, anyone doing something.
The chores at the house.
Okay.
I would get, like, a cleaner.
Like, from Devious Mains or something?
Yeah, or Bonehilla.
Ew, Bonehilla from The Sims, y'all. That would be stunning, but she just keeps making fucking cookies and like cocktails.
Well, that would be stunning. True. I want cocktails and cookies. Come on, we will put it here like a coffin, and then when I need help with my chores, I'm like, or a knock on her coffin.
You know what? We need Bonehilla. Bonehilla is truly just a gay legend. Ally.
She's a legend.
Yeah, she's a skinny legend. Actually,
she's a cunt.
Yeah, she's giving. She's really giving.
She's giving bones.
Of course she's giving bones.
Bones on the floor.
And she's giving skinty minty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's stunning.
I love her. I need her. Well, I need a maid.
Okay, we know that by now. If I could get help from anyone, it would be with my music. And it would be from Charlie XCX. Like, that would be the most stunning thing ever. You know, she's, like, so in line with my style of music right now, so... And she's just truly a gay ally and just such an icon. I would love to get her, you know. Just to get her. I would like to get her. Come here,
you
girl.
You know what? I'll...
Yeah, but let's manifest it. I mean, I'm releasing music, so... Charlie, please listen to it. Yeah. Hit me up, girl, for a collab. No.
Well...
I mean, yes. But she won't ever do that. She's too famous.
Yeah, that's sad. But
yeah,
we can indeed manifest.
Yes, but actually, yeah, I'm actually recording music right now and making an album. And Xander has really been helping me with, like, giving his opinions and seeing what is good, what isn't good. Not that he is, like, an expert, but his opinions actually helped me a lot, so that's really great.
Aww.
Yeah, but I love that you're helping me and we're sharing that, and we're helping each other just be more creative with this, you know, the podcast, with music. You're actually drawing right now, which is really cool. So he's, like, actually taking courses and stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like when you're in a relationship, that's, like, the least you can do for each other.
Okay, well, my ex-boyfriend didn't do that.
But your ex-boyfriend is trash.
But did your ex-boyfriend do that?
I don't... No, not really.
Okay, so...
But he... Well... We already know that he was trash, but...
Well, I don't think the people know.
No.
So maybe that... Those kind of stories will get featured another time.
Maybe, maybe not.
We can only hope. He's can like we? Looking at like me like, no, thank you.
I don't want to talk about that. It was horrendous and awful.
Well, actually, when you think about it, those relationships helped us grow.
Yeah, and
you know,
develop a greater personality also.
Yeah, I think my previous relationship, even though, you know, looking back, it was very, you know, it had its toxic parts.
Yeah.
I'm, like, very grateful that it happened. It really did shape me in a lot of ways and made me realize that I had to grow up and become a wiser person in a lot of ways in my life. And so I'm just grateful that those events happened.
I can understand. I kind of feel the same way about my previous relationship. I mean, a lot of bad things happened, a lot of good things happened, but the bad things also kind of shaped me.
Yeah.
Like in a new way, I guess. But yeah, it wasn't the greatest relationship, and you didn't help me a whole lot thinking about it. That's really like a different subject. You didn't encourage me to do things, but that's not. Is that helping?
Well, it would be great if he would have helped you to do things that you like.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're just a person that is easily influenced to do things or to not do things. And I feel like it would have just been great if he would have encouraged you and if we would have helped you to get there. And I feel like I do that as much as I can. I've always said, you know, you have to get to know yourself and you have to do things that you want to do, because Xander and me are like the same person in some ways, but in another way, I've known myself thoroughly ever since I came out of the vagina. And he just kind of sometimes is very sure of who he is, but then sometimes it's like, I don't even know anything. Like, my brain is empty.
Yeah.
I feel like he thinks.
No, a lot of the times.
So,
I feel like that.
Because actually when I was like 13, I had already written a book on Wattpad. It was like horrible. But I did do that.
Yeah. And when I was 13, I was just picking my boogers.
Okay, that is just the nastiest thing ever.
No, but I haven't achieved anything at that age.
Well, that actually reminds me of a song that I just made. Which, I mean, I'm not shy to, like, share things of songs. I've always done it. But I basically say that one of the lines is very important to me. I say, I'm a fucking star, even when I don't believe it. Mommy, I'm gonna go far, even when I'm really not. You know, you don't have to do anything to go far. Just the slightest things can be the greatest accomplishments. And just even, you know, growing up and knowing how the world works or having the ability to save up and buy bigger things, that is also an accomplishment, and we've accomplished that together. So that's like already a thing that you can write down a list. And now that you're doing courses and drawing, that is like super exciting and creative and cool.
True. But I feel like I have to do things and be open to more things to really open up to myself. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you have to help yourself, honestly. And that sounds like so deep, but like,
it's true.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like a lot of my life, I was like so restricted to being this kind of person, and kind of takes me back to this one time that I had bought a shirt from like this clothing store, and it was like just a normal shirt. It was like super in and super hip, and the front had like flowers, but it wasn't like, you know, feminine looking flowers. It was like a jungle vibe. And my parents were so convinced that it was like a shirt for a woman that they actually forced me to return it. And looking back at that, I feel like so horrible, because I tried to stand up for myself. I remember telling them like, no, I'm not gonna return this. But then of course they forced me. I was like 14 and had no other choice. But now, you know, I'm so happy with Xander and with my life. I took it up 100 levels and I'm like comfortable to a certain degree to express my femininity, and clothing items that I really like, I'm starting to order, and I collect dolls, fashion dolls, which is like super feminine and super childish, but you know, it's who I really am. And to know that I'm finally helping myself, healing myself with these things, it's just a very important step of, you know, healing, honestly, and helping.
Yeah.
Immediately silence.
Yeah, I was just...
You have nothing to say.
No, I was taking it all in, and I was stunned by everything that you just said.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I do agree. But for me, it's just very difficult to...
To what?
Do all of that. But, I mean, I'll probably get there. But it just takes time to evolve and just...
It does, but I think it's also just an unfair, like, way of comparing ourselves. Because me, I had to, like, be very grown up from a very young age.
Yeah.
And when I was 15, I had to pay for everything myself, and... I knew that when I was 18, like when I was going to turn 18, that I was going to be on my own.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a set path that I was following, like, okay, I have to take these steps into consideration to, like, you know, just survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to grow up really fast. And even now at work, sometimes people tell me, like, girl, you're 21. You're, like, so young. And I feel like I forget sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know... I think in your childhood, there was more room for being a child, which is, like, so good, and I would have loved that. I think you should be really grateful.
I am, but I think when we compare our lives, I was kind of living the luxurious version.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, or the luxurious dream, I wouldn't say. It wasn't... that luxurious.
It wasn't that great.
It wasn't, no, it was great, but it wasn't that luxurious. But what was I going to say? I'm so sorry.
This happens a lot. So, like, I'm so used to it that,
yeah,
you forget what you were saying.
I totally forgot.
About the luxurious dream. No?
I wasn't, like, Barbie in the dream house or anything. But, I'm sorry.
Okay, girlies. I forgot. So we will move on.
Yeah, let's just move on. I'm so sorry.
I mean, at my previous job, there was this woman that used to help me a lot. Her name is Natasha. And I loved her. Like, she helped me with everything. She helped me build a little bit of confidence. And she actually... had, like, an issue with her eyes, so she oftentimes also needed help, and I was, like, the one person that always loved to help her. She was, like, a second mom, honestly. So there are certain people that you just love to help, you know, in life,
mm-hmm.
that I feel like, because I was looking up things about helping, and sometimes helping others can really give you happiness, if that makes sense. And that was, like, a person that was, like, when I help you, I feel good. You know?
Yeah, sometimes it does feel good.
But sometimes you help someone and then they're like, oh no, I wanted it this way. And it's like, okay, bitch, do it your fucking self, you whore.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm never gonna help you fucking again. Or when you ask for help and then they're like bitchy about it. It happened to me a couple of weeks ago.
Really?
I was like, hey, can you help me? And this person was like, no. If you keep needing help... that's, like, wrong. And it's like, okay, can we just be human beings?
And you just started working there, like...
Yeah.
It was your first week or something?
Yeah, I think it was my second day.
Second day?
Yeah, so I was asking for help about something, and this girl was like, no, I can't help you. You need to figure it out on your own. I was like, okay, it's my second day, but sure. But actually, we didn't really talk about the fact that it was your birthday. Like, 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
It was my birthday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's really shitty, but I'm going to have to change the bio to this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
It says that you're 23, but you're not. You're 24. That's crazy.
24. I know.
Yes.
You know what I was thinking about today?
What?
I'll be 30 years old in 6 years. But I feel
okay, like, that's normal.
Yeah.
That's math.
I know. But I feel like, obviously, I still look very young for my age.
True.
But I was thinking, 6 years ago, I was like, my math.
Wow, math.
Math, 18, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was 18. But I feel like I don't look too different.
You do.
I do?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
A little bit more grown up, I guess.
A lot of more.
Oh, a lot of more.
Yes.
But I can't even imagine what I'm going to look like.
Girl, no one can.
No.
That's the beauty of life.
Do you want to know something really sad? When I was like 13 or 14, I was always like, oh, I don't think I'm going to make it till my 18th birthday because I just couldn't imagine what I was going to look like. So I thought I was going to die before.
Girl,
that.
What is this? This out is like depressed thoughts. Also, you just turned 24, so bitch, you are wrong.
I'm the boy who lives.
This is so horrible. People were like in the war, and you're like, I'm the boy who lived.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, some people are really the people who lived. The people who survive. You're just a normal person. The luxurious dream.
Who lives? I'm not living the luxurious
no,
dream.
No, not anymore.
No.
No.
I'm not.
That's okay.
Make my own money. Pay my own bills.
Yes. Well, that's real life, girl.
I know.
But I think it's stunning. Honestly, when I buy things, I feel good.
Me too.
Which is so horrible.
It's bad.
Capitalism.
Sometimes I feel like I need to buy something.
Okay.
Even though I don't.
Well, you should buy something and help yourself. Anyway, to close it off a little bit,
uh-huh.
I actually have a little fun fact about helping.
Oh, wow.
The fun fact is actually a very sad fact.
Oh, okay. What is the sad fact?
A group of people that really needs our help right now is actually drag queens.
Oh,
yeah. They do need our help. There are, you know, drag bands forming around the globe, especially in America. And now seeing that our audience is mostly in the US of A, please help your drag queens where you can. Try to, you know, donate to any funds. I know the ACLU Drag Fund, Drag Defense Fund is like really helpful. It's also been featured on Drag Race, so you can donate to that. Or try to, you know, go to your local queens and tip them more. Share anything on social media. Anything helps them. Even now in the Netherlands, there are drag queens who feel a little bit more unsafe more than ever. So just try to help them anywhere you can. And try to think of them, you know, when you see a post or buy some merch. Girl, do anything. Everything helps them. So do that. And next week, we will actually be back to our normal scheduled programming, and we will have our episode on Saturday, and it will be about lying.
Oh, that is going
that
to be...
That about lying.
Oh, that's going to be so good.
Yes, well...
This is the episode that you've been waiting for.
Actually, the episode is going to be called Bad at Lying, but it should be called Good at Lying.
Good at Lying, yeah.
So, tune in next week, and yeah, girl, this is it. Good night.
This is the moment you've been waiting for.
Yes, the ending. They've been waiting 38 minutes for the shit to end. Anyway, bye.
Goodbye.
See you next week. Hear you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Kisses.
Bye.
Bye.
Besos.
Adios.